Disobedience and discontent often broke out among the Israelites. On many occasions, Moses had to face fierce criticism or even rebellion from the people, but he rarely lost his temper. He was slow to anger and very patient. The Bible says Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. His anger was aroused only when the Lord's honor was at stake. He gave no thought to personal gain or advancement. His one concern was God's glory and the respect due to his name. One day, shortly after the miracle of the quail, Moses had to deal with an attack that came not from the people this time, but from his own family, his sister Miriam and his brother Aaron. The Israelites had left Kibroth Hatteava and had pitched camp in a place called Hazeroth. While they were there, Miriam and Aaron began to criticize Moses because of his wife. But this was only a pretext. The real reason for their hostile attitude was jealousy. Miriam and Aaron were not content with the high position that God had given them at the head of the nation. Miriam was a prophetess and led the women. Aaron, as high priest, was the most eminent religious leader in Israel. They began to claim the same authority over the people that God had given to Moses, their younger brother. They said to the Israelites, "Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Hasn't he also spoken through us?" Moses said nothing, but God was displeased. Suddenly the Lord said, "Come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you." So Moses, Aaron, and Miriam went to the tabernacle. God came down in a pillar of cloud, and the cloud stood at the entrance to the tent. The Lord summoned Aaron and Miriam, and they both stepped forward. God said to them, "Listen carefully to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Having said this, the Lord left them. When the cloud lifted, Aaron turned to Miriam and saw that her skin had become white as snow. She had been struck with leprosy, the most dreaded of all diseases. Leprosy was incurable. After a while, Miriam's fingers and toes would rot and fall off. Her face would become disfigured, and she would slowly die. Driven away, she would have to live outside the camp, alone or with other lepers. No one would come near her for fear of catching the deadly disease. Lepers had to warn people of their presence by crying, "Unclean! Unclean!" wherever they went. Never again would Miriam lead the women in song and dance to praise and worship the Lord as she had done at the crossing of the Red Sea. This lingering death was a terrible punishment, and Aaron was horrified. He begged Moses to forgive them their sin and to pray for their sister. This time Aaron spoke humbly, calling his brother, "My Lord. Please, my Lord, do not hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed," he pleaded. "Do not let her be like a stillborn infant, coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away." So Moses cried out to the Lord, "Heal her now, O God, I pray." The Lord answered Moses, "If her father had spat in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back." So Miriam was sent outside the camp, and the people waited for her. At the end of 7 days, she was healed and able to return to her family. Then the Israelites left Hazeroth and encamped in the desert of Paran. Next episode, exploring Canaan.